Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Higher Dimension with Phyllis Pricer. Our guest tonight was supposed to be Melissa Mirage, or Mirage, depending on how you want to pronounce it, who is a lovely intuitive who lives out in Arizona. However, we can't seem to connect with her at this time, so unless she calls in or we can connect with her again, it's just you and me, darlings. It's been a while since we've just chatted, and that's okay, too, because lots of stuff happens and things happen in lifetimes, and especially when you have children, so signals can be crossed, so we just go with the flow. Anybody wants to come in and have a free reading, you are certainly welcome to have a free reading. We'd be delighted to do a free reading, or I would tonight, or really what I love doing is past lives. So if anybody wants a past life reading, do feel free to just jump on the phone and call BBS Radio, and you should have it right in front of you. But if not, how about dialing 877-876-5227. I'm Phyllis Pricer, and I'm your hostess for tonight, and as I am every week on this particular radio show. And maybe it's just that Spirit is saying tonight is a night that I should just be on the phone and chat with y'all, because we haven't done it. I came across, I think you all know I do some Jin Shin Jitsu. I'm a little tired. My tongue is a little twisted tonight, so please bear with me. I've been up since about 4 this morning and going full tilt all day. At any rate, there are some breathing exercises that you can do. You know, this time of year when you have the least amount of light, even though it's beginning to come to greater light, when you have the least amount of light, very often we go through what's called the depression. And people think it's about light or the lack thereof. And so they doctors suggest that people get under ultraviolet lights, etc. Well, here's something from Jin Shin Jitsu which can help you get out of a sort of a depression and to lift your spirits. It's a very simple exercise. You sit. You can lie down, you can sit, you can stand on your head if you want to do it that way, but at any rate, they suggest you sit. And you put your feet, you don't put them together, but you put your feet flat on the floor. You put your thumb and your index and middle finger together and just rest them on your lap. And you inhale deeply, focusing and concentrating, but inhale deeply. And when you're ready, take a deep breath. Hold it to the count of 7. And then exhale. You don't have to count in, or breath out. Just hold it in to the count of 7. And if you need to take a couple of breaths in between doing this, that's fine too. Just relax when you do this. As you breathe in, hold to the count of 7, and then exhale. And you do this 7 times, okay? This will balance and harmonize your body through breath work. Wonderful, wonderful. I've used it myself. In fact, I was kind of down today for some reason. I'm not quite sure why, but a little bit on the lack energy cycle, negative energy cycle, if you will, and this worked for me. Now, there are those of us who have a tendency also to get on the higher side, and we keep jazzing it up, and we get going. And we're like little wind-up dolls, and we keep going and going and remind ourselves of the Energizer Bunny. And what you would like to do is really tone that down, bring your body back into balance and harmony. This is the breath exercise for bringing yourself down a little bit, not down in the sense of being a downer, but you know what I mean. And what I'm trying to say, it's just a matter of balancing yourself so you're not wound up like a little doll and you keep running around and you get really overwrought. This one also, you sit, of course. However, this time when you sit, put both your feet together so that they're flat on the ground but they're touching. you make a little tent with your hand so that your fingers, your thumb, and each of your fingers is touching, and you bring your arms up to about the area of your heart, your sternum. Don't touch your palms together like prayer, but bring them out and keep your elbows in because you don't want to have to look like you're getting ready to fly somewhere. And again, with the breath, you breathe in and breathe out. And when you breathe out, I'm going to reverse myself on this, but I mistakenly told you something. When you breathe in, let me make sure I'm getting this right in my own little brain here. When you breathe in, you breathe out and hold it to the count of five. I want to make sure I'm giving you the right information now. Let me stop and think and replay it in my mind. When we breathe in, we breathe in and hold it to the count of seven, yes. When you're doing it the opposite way, you sit and you hold your fingers and you put your elbows out and you breathe and exhale and hold to the count of five, and you do that five times. That's how it's done. It's done to the count of five times. So in, hold for seven, do it seven times, feet not touching, and the opposite, to bring yourself down a little bit, your feet together, and you bring it out, and you inhale and exhale and hold to the count of five. If it's different, I will correct it next week. I will have to go back and verify because it's a little late for me here in the East. I'm a little bit tired, not a lot, but a little bit. At any rate, this is a very good balancing, and it does bring you up. It brings you into harmony, and this is where you really want to be. The exercises that I have given to you before, the breath exercises and the visualization exercises, I think I'll just tell you how things have been going for me. Breathing in and imagining yourself in pools of water, for example, for a healing pool. This is absolutely phenomenal. If you can imagine yourself every day, if you have any kind of an illness, anything that you want healed, imagine yourself in a pool of water. I have been doing it now since about the 17th of November, more or less, perhaps the 10th, but in that area. And with one exception, two exceptions maybe, I've done it every day. My health has become phenomenally good. I have the energy that I had, must have been close to 30 years ago. My energy level is high. I feel better. I feel more balanced, literally and figuratively, in my life. I can get up. I can work up to 12 and 14 hours a day and still have energy left over. I must admit, I do wind down a little bit when I get home. But on those days when I'm out for 14 hours, I can deal with it. I can handle it. I am up. I'm not exhausted. I'm not tired. I have no pains. It's really phenomenal. So using the visualization of being in a pool, you can have a waterfall, a fountain, whatever you want to use your imagination, and just literally see your body being washed and bathed and surrounded by healing waters is absolutely fantastic, and I'm going to encourage all of you to try it. I don't care if you are young or how old you are. If you are consistent with work like this, you will find your body responding to the visualization because it is the intent and the focus that you give that really creates your life and who you are. That's the big secret in all of the work that we do. When we say you create your own life, we create what happens in your life. Yes, you do. You do it by visualizing, focusing, and holding that vision to you. You can bring jobs in that way. You can bring anything in that way. It's really, really amazing, and I would recommend it highly. The other thing that I also do, and it's working rather well, is another pool. Once I leave that pool, I go into another pool, which I visualize as a pool of abundance. Is it working for me? Well, yeah, right now I'm working in a job. It's not one where I'm going to stay very long, but I can tell you the ability to make a great deal of money in a short period of time is there. And I sort of just walked into the job. It wasn't really, I didn't even have to really apply for the job. I showed up, but you know what? I was hired basically on the spot. And I have the ability to make a great deal of money and do so in a short period of time. And it can't get any better than that because, frankly, what I'm doing is getting ready to open up a hypnotherapy clinic in the Washington metropolitan area. And we're going to start first with dealing with drug and alcohol addiction and weight issues so that anybody in the Washington metropolitan area who's listening, you know, call me. We'll be getting up and running within the next month or so. And it's going to be a really wonderful, wonderful opportunity for you to do work with the weight loss and to get into shape and feel better about yourself. So far, really out of the blue, the prosperity is coming to me. And I have to say that if I were to encourage people to do this, I think I would be doing the right thing because I believe that we all have the worthiness and are deserving of prosperity and the good things in life. And my goodness, why would you not want to move forward and have prosperity in your life? This does not necessarily mean you're going to win the lottery on the next go-round, but you know, it does make things so much easier when you hold a vision in your mind of what you want in your life. And it does work. And realize, too, it's something that you should work on. I mean, it's not like I visualize something and then I just sit on my tushy and don't do anything about it. Sometimes you have to just get up and start doing in order to get the energy moving. It's sort of like a cloud, and it's sort of like starting an engine, you know. It jump starts. But if there isn't any gas or any energy to keep the car moving or the motor running, it's just going to put to a stop. So my recommendation is when you want something, whatever it is, put your hand to it. Meanwhile, do the best you can with what you have at hand. And believe me, if you are really focusing and wanting something to occur in your life, it will happen. And it has happened for so many people. And, you know, they are just wonderful. Now, Patty Conklin is going to be a guest on my show in the future. And she's the beautiful lady who told me about the pools, and she did cellular cleansing with me. Patty is a remarkable person, and I'm going to try and have somebody help me get stuff and put it on the website. Hello, Don. Because I'm just not literate in computer speak, so to speak. So I'm going to try and have someone help me so I can get my shows and the guests on the line ahead of time so you can look up ahead of time and see who's coming on board. Now, if anybody wants to call in tonight, please do so. I've given you the number. Feel free to call and get a past life reading. The other thing I wanted to tell you about is we did do some work on healing for me, and sometimes things are such that it's best to go ahead with traditional surgery. I will be having eye surgery towards the end of this month and for a cataract in my eye, and I had a very amazing dream a few weeks ago. Because I had been hoping that I would not have to have the surgery. I was hoping that, you know, doing the healing pool and this, that, and the other thing would work out well. And I remember having a dream one night, and it was a very brief dream. It was very clear, and all of a sudden, I remember seeing a physician coming in and saying, all right, now let's take a look at the eye and see what we got here and see if there's anything we should do about it. And that's all I remember about the dream, except that I remember this physician, male as a matter of fact, leaning forward to take a deep look into my eye. And I'm thinking, oh, wow, wonderful, I'm going to have this eye healed. I'm not going to have half surgery. Well, every other part of my being is coming along and doing fantastically well, but it looks like surgery is probably, in this instance, the best decision to do. And for whatever reason, I'm not disappointed. It's just that every type of healing, irrespective of whether it's alternative or not is from God. So I look at it that way. I have a wonderful surgeon. I'm only going to be discomforted for a day and a half or 2 days, something of that nature. Cataract surgery is very easy. They do it with, which I was pleased and delighted to hear, is sound frequencies. And so they don't even do much, but they use that. And I think that's absolutely fascinating that they are using sound to do surgery. A long way we have come in the days when they would just cut. And this instance also minimizes any scar tissue when you have this kind of work done. So other than that, you know, I cannot complain, and I am just tickled pink about the wonderful way my body is responding to prayer, to breath work, to food. I also find I'm losing weight. That's another thing I was going to tell you about. I have been on isogenics, but I'm not so much on that, but I find that as I get better, as I'm healing more within, I just don't feel like eating, and when I do eat, I start rummaging around looking for foods that are healthy for me to eat, that I know are healthy. The craving that I had, the gnawing, yes, good evening, may I help you? Hello? I guess no. I think there's somebody calling in my other line and it makes that beep, ladies and gentlemen. So if you hear it, ignore it. At any rate, what we want to do is just let you know that eating properly is one of the best things you can do. I also received an email that I'm going to share with you. Well, two emails, all right. One of them is regarding drinking sodas. It did cite studies. Now, don't hold me to this because I did not do the research. I only know it was passed on to me. But drinking sodas, and it does not matter if they are diet or not. In fact, in some instances, the diet is worse for you because it has more salt or sodium in it. It increases or seems to have an impact as far as pancreatic cancer is concerned. They are beginning to notice there are higher incidence of diabetes and pancreatic cancer with people who drink soda and who also drink very sweet drinks. And it does not show up for years. So I would like you all to reconsider drinking sodas. If you can drink something else, tea or whatever else, water is also best, but other things, juices, unsweetened juices, juices that are natural, that have a natural sweet, that's okay, I guess. But please, please, please try and stay away from soft drinks because they are not good for you. And you are fooling yourself when you eat, drink and drink diet sodas, and then you turn around and eat very fattening food. I've seen that too. Somebody says, oh, I'm taking a diet soda so I can lose weight. And then they proceed to stuff God knows how many calories into their mouth with the rest of the food. It doesn't work. If you're going to drink a soda, it's better to drink just a regular soda. It's less harmful to you as far as I can see, as far as they say the research has done. Again, you know, look it up for yourself. Seek it out for yourself. Don't take my word for it. It's just a heads up. The other thing that I think is absolutely wonderful, and a friend of mine who did have a heart attack sent, and that is that they have known for years, and they being the medical community, have been aware for years that many people who suffer heart irregularities and end up with heart attacks have a lack of magnesium, which is a very simple mineral. Actually, it's in Epsom salts. But we're not recommending that you drink Epsom salts. But a lack of magnesium in the tissues in the heart. And they have found that the amount of magnesium in the body has declined dramatically since the 1930s. They've gone back and done measurements because it was a simple and well-known mineral that the body needs. They have found a very, very significant lowering of magnesium in intake, and it would be wise, and again, check with your physician, to consider having magnesium supplements to take care of the heart. Again, this is something that's naturally found in food, but with the way the soil is being depleted and overworked and the farming that has become a business rather than a family enterprise where they're allowing the soil to rest and replenish itself, please consider getting magnesium supplements and having them along with your regular intake of vitamins. This is a very important issue, and I would like you all to be aware of it. Be gentle and kind to yourselves and loving to your body. And by the way, there's another saying and another thing I've been doing also, which seems to be working quite well. I'm willing to take information from anybody who's willing to share it with me and give it the old college try. Raymond Grace, who has been on the show several times, that dear gentleman who is down in Virginia, shared with me one thing he likes to do and he thinks does well is first thing on waking in the morning is to thank your body for being there for you and tell it how beautiful it is and how much you honor it and respect it. And my body seems to like it. I talk to my body. I mean, we talk to plants. Why not bodies? What the heck? At least if my body responds, it won't shock me. It'll probably use my voice. At any rate, I would suggest you do that. Just remember to respect and love and honor your body, because look at all the work it does, uncomplaining year after year, and how much we ignore it and shove it aside, and we just don't treat our bodies as well as we should. And I think if we stopped and thought, you know, if other people treated us as poorly and with as little regard as we treat our own bodies, I don't think we'd have them around very long. I know I had to look back and say, well, the way I've treated my body was absolutely unacceptable. And after a while, it ages you, it slows you down, you start feeling hurt and everything else. But I can tell you again, just that experiment in the last, I guess, 3-4 weeks, something like that, of waking up every morning and just telling my body how pleased I am that it's there and it's doing a wonderful job and I will appreciate it and I will feed it properly and I will give it nutrition, and if it would just let me know when it needed something, if it would send an attention-getting reminder to me, because sometimes I'm not aware. I don't mean get sick. I mean just, you know, a little hello up there somewhere. Talk to me already. And let me know if it needs something or if I'm overtaxing it. I would appreciate it. And so far, my body is just tickled pink, as far as I can tell, to have all this attention. And it does let me know. I know that I've begun using that in hypnotherapy with people. When they come to have their body, when they're under, leave the suggestion that when they're doing something that is not good for their body, they're asked the body to provide a signal. In one instance, it was a young woman who felt something right just below the throat, right above the collarbone, where it got tight and she found a hard time swallowing. And I said, well, you know, we were working for a diet on that one and loss of weight. And so anytime now, when she comes back and talks to me, she says, whenever I start to eat something that's not good, I keep getting this tight feeling in my throat. And I looked at her and I said, well, that's your trigger point. She said, oh, yeah, that's right, I forgot. My body is telling me I shouldn't eat something. And I said, yeah, well, hello, is that what we're here for? So accept it and listen to your body and honor it, because it really does love you. It really wants to support you. It came with you into this lifetime and has housed you, and it's kept you moving with all that it does. And just a little bit of attention and love. It doesn't need a hell of a lot, but once a day you should do it and honor it. So I have Raymond Grace to thank. As I said, there are so many people I have to thank in this world, because each one is contributing to my knowledge and awareness little by little. And I'm amazed that, you know, people say I know so much, and then I stop and think, yeah, but look how much I don't know. I can hardly wait to learn. The other thing is, tomorrow I'll probably learn something else. And I'm going to be thrilled to know that, too. It's really one of the nicest things about being in this field is that there is so much sharing. This field has, I think, by and large, very loving, compassionate people. Sometimes we meet people we're not too thrilled with, but by and large, they're just absolutely wonderful human beings, and they're always willing to share and to work with you, and that's one of the gifts of being in the holistic field, that you don't have to worry about it. Everybody believes there's a place for everyone else, and there's enough room at the table for everybody to sit and to eat, and that's phenomenal. I just love being in this field, and I just love being me at this time. And I wish some people would try and check in, because while I like the sound of my own voice, it does get a little tiring at times. So, I would encourage people to call in if they want to get a reading or if they like a past life regression or reading on the phone. I'd be delighted to do so. Some of the other things that we're working with in the field is learning to build a stronger base of, I guess, patience. That's something that I have a little bit of a problem with. I had teenage kids. I think anybody goes through teenagers, unless you're very, very lucky, luckier than me. You know, once you feel you've gone through kids' teenage lives, I feel like I can take anything that can be thrown at me, including famine, pestilence, you know, grasshoppers, toads, invasions of space people, whatever, because it is really, really difficult. And, you know, we tend to forget what it was like being a teenager. And mine was quite some time ago, so things are a little different, but you know what? Not so much so. They always say, it was different when you were growing up. Well, yeah, to a certain extent, it was a little different, but not all that different. Not to the extent people would like to think, and I think it's, for myself, I enjoy meeting kids that I haven't known very well, and to learn from them, because I have found teenagers do have a lot to share and give, and this is, again, one of the gifts that we tend to forget. We can't exactly do it with our own children, because well, sometimes they're a little too close, but if you can be friendly with the kids, your children's friends, you'd be amazed at what you learn. And the way children are growing and stretching and reaching, they really are smarter than we are. They have to learn so much more quickly than we did as children. I look at their books, and my books I can sling on one hip and go waltzing down the hallway with them. Now you sling a book, you're likely to find yourself swinging yourself down the hallway in a spiral, trying to catch yourself from being thrown over a railing or something, because you've got so many books attached to you. So look at the kids. They have a lot to do. Give them a lot of love and patience and see what else you can do for them, because they sure could use the guidance. And please consider boundaries with your kids. Nobody likes a life without boundaries, and it's very difficult to have a life where the parents don't set the boundaries. It's very important. Kids like boundaries. They feel safe and secure. And too often, I think, we allow the kids to dictate to us. But if you treat them with respect and with love and you honor them, they're going to blossom right under your eyes. They're just going to just grow beautifully. Some other of the things that we could talk about tonight, I'm hoping to have a guest, Frankie Avery, in the future. Frankie is with the OMA group. She channels the OMA group. She has been very, very ill, and she's just coming out of it, and she's still a little weak. We were supposed to have her back in the fall, and she became ill very suddenly. And she, quite frankly, she almost lost her life. So we're very grateful that she is healing as well as she is. And she has said that she would love to come on and do a show with us, and hopefully in the not-distant future. We do want to have Raymond Grace back. We do want to have James Wanless back, Richard Scholler. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. And some other wonderful speakers in the future. Patty Conklin, as I mentioned before. We'll have Jeannie Page back. And we'll have Leilani. And I can't even think at this point who else we're going to have. But it should be a wonderful, wonderful spring and into summer group of people that we're going to have. We're going to try and get on some, not necessarily alternative, but traditional medicine people to talk about things as well. Because I think it's important to have both sides of a story. One physician that I know of would like to talk about eyes and diabetes and how that affects eyesight, because you can go blind from diabetes. Some diabetics do go blind. And the effects and what you can do and what the signs that you can look for. And we're going to have a naturopath on. And she's also a physician assistant and a nurse. Really, really nice lady. And she's going to talk about some herbs and things of that nature that are going on, and the acceptance of holistic medicine, which is coming more and more into the fore. Received news that Jinshin Jitsu is being accepted more in Morristown, New Jersey's hospital there. And they are actually teaching people now the certain handholds of Jinshin Jitsu, especially for the cardiology ward, because they find that the healing aspects of using Jinshin Jitsu for people who've had heart attacks is phenomenal, in that it cuts down on the healing time, it cuts back on the severity of the heart attack. I mean, just all around, it's a really, really beneficial gift for people to use. And, of course, Mary Burmeister is the lady who brought it back from Japan, where she studied it when she was there as a young girl. And we've talked before. I've had Mary Sheely on, and we may have her again sometime soon. That will have somebody else to also talk about doing work with Jinshin Jitsu. What I love about it is it's a healing art, a self-healing art, in that we can use it to help ourselves to get rid of headaches and upset stomachs, etc. And it's very easy to learn. Glory be to, you know, it's so easy to learn. And their classes are being taught all over the United States. So if you have an interest in something like this, realize that you can indeed take some of these courses in your local area, and you could call to the Jinshin Jitsu Training Center in Scottsdale, Arizona, and find out where courses are being given. And this also is a good situation for you, because you can't have enough healthcare abilities to hand. In today, I was using it in my office. Somebody came and said they had a terrible headache, and I just showed them how to use the acupressure spot and then the Jinshin Jitsu spot to hold and to get rid of their own headache, so they didn't have to dope themselves up. And this also is good for sinus headaches. It's fabulous, because sinus medications just quite frankly make people so very drowsy that they are really unable to concentrate. So they, you know, a lot of people appreciate knowing how to do things like this. And again, you know, if you want me to do it in a future show, we can talk about the self-help handholds that can be used to help stop asthma attacks, epileptic fits, etc. Very generic until you can get, very easy to do until you can get the person or emergency equipment or EMTs in to help with severe situations like heart attacks or respiratory distress, etc. So that's what we will be talking about in the future. Again, I'm always open to two people contacted me and saying, well, gee, I'd like to hear about this or I'd like to hear about that. I'll do my darndest to get you the information because I think it's very important, and I'd also like you to participate in being a part of the show as far as talking and communicating what you like. You can always send an email to me at BBS Radio. It's on the website there, and my show's there if you'd like to. One of these days, I will probably learn how to work the where you can talk. I understand while the show is going on, you can message an email or something and have a greater interaction. I think that's a neat idea. Haven't a clue as how to do it, but I'm always willing to learn. So hopefully in the future, I will be able to communicate more easily with you, and we can have a good conversation, as the saying goes. And they're also talking about having, I think where you, it's video where we can see each other when you're talking. So it's almost like a live broadcast. I'd heard about it, but again, I'm not very familiar with the technique, so I'm not sure how to do it. And but down the road, you know, things are coming to BBS Radio to make things, to make it a much more exciting and live broadcast, and it maybe even become a video broadcast in time, which would be really a lot of fun. And I would really have to worry about wearing makeup and dressing up a little bit if that's the case, because you sure wouldn't want to see me relax the way I am now, believe me. Again, you feel free to call in to BBS Radio if you'd like to have a past life reading or you would like to ask a question or anything of that nature. I would be glad to help you and respond to it. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep chatting to fill the air. Usually, I expect to have somebody here, and my thought structure is that way, but this is what happens. Again, BBS Radio is 877-876-5227. I'm Phyllis Pricer with the Higher Dimension, and my phone number in Washington is area code 202-387-2080. And the email is Psychic Worlds with the capital P S Y C H I C Worlds capital W O R L D S 4, the numeral 4 at AOL.com. And the website is multiplepathwaysinc.com. So those are the ways that you can reach me, either through the BBS Radio or through website or email. Again, we do counseling, we do hypnotherapy with clients on weight loss, on other areas as well. We're starting to do drug and alcohol. And we do work with depression at this time, and I work with smoking cessation. So any questions that you might have on this or related matters, I'm more than happy to discuss it with you. Some of the other things that I find are absolutely fascinating in this world of ours is the ability that most people seem to become somewhat, I guess, a little bit afraid of those who have some abilities or have the awareness, and so they could use their abilities to do readings and to do other things. You realize there's nothing to be afraid of. Everybody has this capability. The difference is, are you willing to use this ability which already exists within you? Most people don't want to use it. Some are lazy, some are fearful. And again, this is just one of the different gifts or ways or attributes, if you want to call them that, that have been given us to make our way in this world. And using them to the best of our ability is, like anything else, it's one of the best ways of helping our life. God doesn't really put us on the earth with no clue. And sightless, helpless, blind, you know, and expect us to fend for ourselves without some kind of help. We have built-in help. We have built-in radar. We have built-in knowledge. It's whether or not we choose to access this gift, this wonderful knowing gift, at any given time, you see, whether or not we perceive to be afraid of these things, because they're not. I work with dreams as well. I've been tracking my dreams since, well, believe it or not, 1972, 1973, something like that. And I got to the point when I was writing down every single dream, which, by the way, is tedious. I'd have like 6, 7, 8 dreams a night, and even could tell you the very quick dreams that are just a few seconds between the longer dreams that you have, because you dream that often, whether you believe it or not. You dream that frequently at night, and very often the really short ones are the ones that you completely miss. But at one point, that's what I was doing. So I have an awful lot of dream books and an awful lot of interpretation that I've done using Edgar Cayce, and I also now use Mary Summerrain. I rather like hers, and she also has a much, of course, grander vocabulary in her interpretation book. So that's part of, one of the things that I do every day as a pretty much a discipline. Yes, may I help you? Hello? No, I guess not. I thought someone was coming on the line. Hello? Welcome to Higher Dimensions. Is there someone there? Nope. Don't know what it is, but at any rate, one of the things is that using your dreams, again, to help understand that nothing is more important than learning to learn about yourself, honor your own special life. I use the dreams to tell whether or not I should follow a particular course of action or ask myself if something's going to work. For example, if I dream that, here's a dream, if you dream calf, it usually means that something that you've planned to go to happen, that you've got planned a project or whatever it might be, will not be coming to fruition. So you might remember that. If you dream of a calf and you have on the fire that you are planning, whether it be a trip or a job or anything else, that means that it will not come to fruition. The most important thing to remember in your life is that you want to know what's going to happen in your life so you can pre-plan. I particularly don't like certain things to happen in my life that I don't know about. So I look forward to receiving dreams about what's going to happen to prepare myself to meet whatever it is that's going to happen. The Mary Summerrain books are very, very good. Evan Tedeschi is quite good. He also has books. You can get that at the ARE. And also, as I said, Edgar Cayce, Secrets books, Your Magic Mirror. These are all good dream interpretation books, and they're all rather positive. So you might want to consider getting those books and learning to dream, learning to write down your dreams. One of the few ways that I know is that if you wake up in the middle of the night, have a notepad by the bed, pen or pencil available, and turn on the light and jot down a few salient points of the of eyes or what have you. And then you can go back to sleep. Well, some people try it and they wake up in the morning and they've written down some neat gibberish. I would suggest you try to do it with a light on, not with a light out, and wake up sufficiently to put it down. You'd be amazed. You can go right to sleep with it. The other thing is, when you dream something that repeats itself, realize that that is your soul's determination. It's like a knocking on the door. Your soul is attempting to get your attention and repeat the dream as often as possible and trying to bring it to your attention because there's something important that's trying to be said. Dreaming about eyes, by the way. Dreaming about eyes shows that they are the windows of the soul. And you pay attention to that. What are the eyes showing? The other thing also is facial expression and color. These are also very important. You want to know lavender, the purple, the are all pointing towards spiritual foundation. The other day I dreamed about violet, and I was quite unhurt because I was handed a bouquet of violets, and they were violets, and that refers to spiritual foundation and spiritual